Chapter 7. Nath snapped the crossbow bolt in half and tossed it to the ground.
Speed. I love speed.
The gnolls rushed in with spiked balls of steel whirling in the air. They both swung at the same time. Nath ducked beneath the lethal blows, popped up, and punched the first gnoll in the belly, lifting him off the ground. The second gnoll struck him across the back with a fierce blow.
That didn't even tickle,
Nath growled. He snatched the flail out of the gnoll's face and slung it to the floor, then lifted the gnoll and slung him across the room and into the wall. His keen ears picked up the heavy steps of the lizard men coming right at him. Nath whirled. A sword blade arced down toward his head. He caught it in the palm of his dragon-scaled hand. The other lizard men chopped into his ribs. Nath laughed. It took more than ordinary steel to hurt him. His scales were as hard as black diamonds. The power of a dragon was awesome. One lizard man soared through the window. The other busted through the front door.
So much for being subtle.
He turned to the overseer. Sweat dripped off the man's face. His greasy fingers fumbled with the amulet around his neck. He licked his lips and said,
Who are you?
Nath removed his hood.
Nath Dragon?
Dormus said, swallowing hard and eyelids fluttering like a girl's. Nath grabbed the edge of the large wooden table and flipped it aside. Dormus sunk back toward the fireplace.
They said you might come, but I didn't believe it. So many small towns and villages for you to save, and you picked this one? I must admit you surprised me.
He pulled out a long dagger that had a glow around its blade.
But word of your exploits is well traveled. The clerics of Barnabas are well prepared.
He ran his forearm over the sweat in his eyes.
But you cannot stop armies that control the dragons.
I'm not here to stop any armies,
Nath said, coming forward.
I'm just here to stop you.
Dormus squeezed the amulet around his neck.
It'll be a bit more challenging than gnolls and lizard men.
The crystal glowed bright red.
Come, dragons! Come!
Renoir remained still. His heart thumped loudly in his chest. The dragon made its way through fog and rain right toward them. He readied Warhammer. The dragon's head slid back and forth between its great shoulders and stopped between the buildings. The sound rattled the shed.
Come on then, dragon! Let me bop the ugly nose on your head!
The dragon took a deep breath. Renoir shoved Pilpin and scurried away. He took a moment, gathered his thoughts. The sound of heavy footfalls was moving away. He peeked around the corner of the shed. The dragon had made its way into the street and was moving onward. Another dark-scaled dragon with six legs appeared. The pair seemed to converse with one another, and then they moved on deeper into the town.
There be two of them,
Pilpin said.
Nay,
Renoir said.
I hear three.
Why would this little town have so many dragons?
Pilpin asked. Renoir's muscles knotted in the small of his back.
Because it's a trap.
What kind of trap?
A Nath dragon trap.
Renoir grabbed Pilpin's horn and stuck it between the little dwarf's lips.
Blow, and hope it isn't too late.
The dragon's hot breath felt like a furnace near Gorley's neck. He couldn't help but notice the numerous razor-sharp teeth.
One bite, and it's goodbye, Gorley.
The tongue eased in like a snake, just inches from his face.
Just turn to stone, Gorley.
But he couldn't do that fast enough. The dragon would detect it. Before he could change to stone, its claws would rip him apart like rape rips into a bale of hay.
I'm an orc.
The dragon's head reared back. Gorley hunkered down.
This is it!
He summoned his magic, and his skin began to gradually turn to stone. The dragon's six legs stomped in the mud. It turned, lowered its head, and squawked. Others squawked back.
There's more of them! Oh no!
The dragon stomped onward into the town.
Phew!
Its tail cracked back as it went, striking Gorley full in the chest and flinging him through the air. Pain filled him from head to toe where he landed in the wet grass, cracked stone that was unable to move. A six-legged blue dragon crashed through the front doors of the assembly room and made an awful sound. The glass pane shattered. Nath's spine shivered, and his knees buckled. He teetered back against the wall and braced himself. Normal weapons might not hurt him, but dragon fangs and claws were made of different matter. The dragon came inside, eyes narrowed, claws scraping all over the floor. Nath could handle most things, but having his sword and bow, Fang and Akron would have been extremely helpful right now.
Not feeling so invincible now, are we?
Dormus yelled over from the fireplace, dangling the crystal amulet.
My, won't this be interesting, seeing you eaten by one of your own?
Drool dripped on the floor from the dragon's fangs and sizzled on the planks.
Perhaps dragons have begun eating people, like a little boy said. Things change.
We'll see,
Nath said. He straightened himself on the wall, beckoned the dragon on.
Come on, fella! Show your cousin what you got!
The dragon charged, jaws wide, claws ripping up the wooden planks like a chicken's beak rips through straw. Nath leaped into the rafters and watched the dragon crash through the wall. Dormus howled, but inside came another dragon.
Great Guza!
There were two of them. Another came inside the busted front doors right after the other.
Three of them.
The boy was right.
Tell me there are no more.
Nath and his friends had fought plenty, since they'd taken down the Hull Dragon, a titan outside of Troglan. But that was mostly people. These dragons were ferocious predators. Real killers. Powerful. Mature. Magical. Their black tails banged into the walls and off the floor with a thunderous sound. The dragons reared up on their back four legs beneath them. Jaws snapped open and shut like giant bear traps. Nath clung to the rafters.
Need a plan. Need a plan.
The first dragon popped his head back inside the wall and climbed back in. The room was filled with dragons now. Dark-eyed and dark-tailed. Possessed. Controlled. Dormus howled, holding up the amulet.
Such power in the palm of my hand. Rip him to pieces, dragons. Itty bitty pieces.
A dragon jumped up and snapped at the rafters, landed, and burst through the floor. Nath scurried from rafter to rafter. The dragons crashed through the room. Out of the corner of his eye, he spied Dormus heading for the front door. The dragons jumped up one after the other. Their great jaws clamped on the wood beam rafters and ripped them down, where they broke the planked floor. The entire assembly room shook and the building started to sway. Nath found himself cornered in the rafters, above the fireplace. One of the dragons took a deep breath inward.
Guzan, I've got to get out of here.
A stream of fire shot right at him.